Right, you're here though this evening to talk about A Particle of Dread, Oedipus Variations, new play from Sam Shepherd, which had its premiere in Derry last Thursday. Directed by Nancy Meckler, stars Stephen Ray, co-founder of Field Day Theatre Company, and it was their production. Stephen Ray spoke to me on the programme about the play last week. So, Sophie, what is the play actually about, first of all? Because when we see Oedipus in the title, you sort of presume it's going to be some form of the Greek myth.
Well, it is. So that's good. It is Variations. I mean, it reminded me a bit of like a piece of music that the Oedipus was this musical coda that kept repeating, and there'd be signatures of it throughout. Essentially, we entered the theatre, it's performed in the Playhouse. And it's interesting because, as you mentioned, Stephen Ray was one of the founders with Brian Friel of Field Day back in 1980, and Translations, I think, was the first production then. Mm-hmm. But in recent years, Field Day has been more a publishing group than a play, putting on plays. So this is something of a return for them, and it's kind of nice, I suppose, also with Seamus Heaney's death this year, that it seems fitting that Field Day is back and alive with us. And so this production sees Stephen Ray reunited again with Sam Shepherd. We've seen him in Dublin most recently in Ages of the Moon, where he co-starred with Sean McGinley, and then before that he starred in Kicking a Dead Horse, which was written specifically for him, and sadly, from my mind, lived up to its name slightly. So here we have these Oedipal variations, and essentially we have a number of different. I'll describe this set, which is by Frank Conway. The room is all white tiles. There's a pool of blood in one corner and a big white sheet with a big circle of blood. There's a raised corner where a cellist is performing throughout. There's a line, like a washing line, but hung on it are entrails, possibly human. You know that this is a place which has witnessed death, and it's also a place awaiting death. And into this explodes this man with mad hair, mad eyes, and goggles, and dungarees, and blood everywhere. And this is Stephen Ray.
Unrecognisable, it sounds.
He's pretty unrecognisable, and he is he's almost like an innocent child, and also a wise sage. He's seeing the future and seeing the past, and it's all fairly fatal. And he is, I suppose, prophesying that this the cycles of death. That this is there's faith. It will repeat itself, and vengeance will be perpetuated.
Are we in a very clear time in history, or are we? Does, well,
no, we're
does
in
that
many
move
times.
Around?
No, we're in. Yeah, so we actually have the original Oedipus story, which just to remind is the story of a king who's told by a prophet that his wife will give birth to a son who will kill him and marry her. Jocasta is her name, and the son is Oedipus. And he thinks that she cannot get pregnant, so he thinks that he's safe from this. And then she does get pregnant, and she gives birth to a son. And the king, to thwart his destiny, or to attempt to, he takes the child, nails a stake through his left foot, and nails him to an olive tree in the mountains and leaves him to die. But you can't escape your destiny, so eventually he's killed by Oedipus, and he's found. So we have that theme of vengeance returning and people coming back and finding, and sometimes innocently without realising. Mm. In the original Oedipus story, he doesn't actually realise he's killed his father until he finds out.
And are there contemporary tales there as well?
Well, then we move from there to Los Angeles and to the desert, and there's something of a mass massacre. A man, a mob boss, and his cohorts are killed in apparently a random killing. The police come out. It's very CSI. A forensic detective is there, and he's going through it all, analysing the bloods, and he finds in the bloods a particle of dread, where the name comes from. And they think it's actually just a hitchhiker who killed these people. They have no reason, so they have no understanding of who killed it, why they killed, and what will be the repercussions then for future generations, because you do know from this theme that every death will be repeated.
Now, this is all of these parts are clearly not played by Stephen Ray, who you've described in this.
Oh no, it's a very large cast. Yeah,
I mean, who else have we got there?
Well,
and who
we
stood
have
out for you?
Breed Brennan plays Jocasta, and Frank Laverty is playing Laius and the mob boss. It is a large cast. Special mention would have to be paid to Judith Roddy, who plays the daughter of one of Stephen Ray's characters, because he plays about three characters, and she is a young mother whose child, who has a baby, but then the baby is witness to her husband raping and killing the babysitter, and she decides, because her child is witnesses, that she can no longer have the child. It's all about these incredibly ancient stories of sacrilege and sacrifice, and she's Judith also plays the daughter of Stephen Ray, and she plays a number of different parts, and she's absolutely luminous.
She really stood out. Any other performance that was important?
Lloyd Hutchinson, who I haven't mentioned yet, he plays the butcher, the prophet, the hobo. So this is the cast moving in and out, sometimes indistinguishably, but Lloyd Hutchinson is extraordinary in it. It's defined as well, I should say, by the past. The original story, they all speak with Northern accents, and then we move into America, and they speak in the present with American accents.
How fragmented is that then, if we're moving from through different times and through different accents?
It is very much particles. It's a very fragmented piece, and unfortunately doesn't cohere at all to form a whole. And we have these scraps of stories, and you spend. I'm full of admiration for a director brave enough to leave the audience
and
to figure
Meckler
it out.
Is the director
Nancy
here.
Meckler, who was the first woman to direct at the Royal National, and has directed Shepherd, I think, six times. But these pieces are far too fragmented, so that everyone emerges just wondering and trying to put it all together. So there's a grand denouement at the end, but unfortunately the energy hasn't built up for us all to be with the grand denouement.
So ultimately it didn't work for you, did it?
I don't think so, no. And there were some actors who should be reined in somewhat, and were given too free rein in it. But as I say, there were these certainly a pair of absolutely stunning performances.
All right, that's Field Day Theatre's production of A Particle of Dread, Oedipus Variations by Sam Shepherd. It runs until Saturday the 7th of December at the Derry Playhouse. Derryplayhouse.co.uk is the website address there.